I asked D1C3 if we found dice, and I got 4 failures, 5 threat, 1 triumph, and 4 dark pips.
And 4 dark pips.
This was a 1 triumph. I'm making a note here.
It's huge still a success. Failure. No, there was no huge success.
It's hard to understate my satisfaction.
At least it wasn't a despair.
I mean, in fairness, at the time the person who is singing that song is singing it, their plan to test with Chell forever has been defeated, and she has been killed.
Which what?
So, this is GLaDOS from...
Yeah.
Oh.
I was quoting the end song from Portal 1. This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success.
And the person singing it was dying.
Was sure. Already dead.
Ah.
You bring her back to life in the second game. Not entirely intentionally.
But thank goodness, because your ally is evil. Spoilers.
Yeah.
I knew that one. I knew enough about that one. I've never played it, but...
Yeah, it's... You wind up putting her back in control of the facility because the alternative is someone who is way, way worse at it.
Oh, no.
Wheatley.
And
Sorry.
With her in control of the facility, at least she's testing with robots now instead of imprisoning humans for centuries.
Hmm. Competent evil. Better than incompetent evil.
Yes.
And all it took was her deleting the last vestiges of her humanity and acquiring a deadly fear of birds.
Okay.
Mostly from that one time where she was a potato.
I'm going to assume that makes sense in context. Because something that weird can only make sense in context. And it will make sense in context.
You know how you can make a small clock powered by a potato? For a period of time, her AI was powered by a potato, stuck to the end of your portal gun.
I'm surprised that it was that efficient.
It's a video game.
They make a note of saying that her AI is so efficient that it can run on 1.3 watts of power, and also separately that a potato battery can generate 1.3 watts of power.
So that you can put it together and...
Right.
Feel clever.
So that when it happens, you can say, oh, yeah, they actually told me that this could happen.
And this is okay. Also a game where you can open portals to other parts of reality, including on the frickin' moon, with a gun that at the start of the first game, they tell you, we've already done the testing and we know it's safe. Now we're doing more testing on it. Oh, no, the gun is perfectly safe.
Okay.
The material that the portals need to be placed on, less safe.
Because then it has a portal in it.
No, because it's horrifyingly toxic on its own.
Oh, goody.
And Ellen McLean is a very good... She voices GLaDOS and makes this line one of the most sinister things I've ever heard.
I can see that at some point I'm going to have to see that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Ah, well. Shall we press the button and do a recap?
The button is pressed.
The button is pressed. Oh,
pray that I do not press it further.
But that would turn it off.
That's right.
And then you wouldn't have anything for the buffer.
Pray that I do not press it further.
Okay. But that would be against your best interest, because then you'd have less for the buffer. But you do have a lot of buffer, so that's good. Hi, this is Beth, and welcome to GURPS Wars, a... homebrew GURPS Star Wars game, which is why we get all of the occasional mangled Star Wars quotes. And I'm with Crash and Ellie and Eo, and they're doing the Sith Apprentice Accountants or Sith Accountant Apprentices or Accountant Sith Apprentice. They're from the sphere of logistics and they're apprentices. Except right now, they're on the sandy planet with pseudo tumbleweeds and strange things TM.
And currently,
so
I am a bucket of blood that is at half capacity.
Wouldn't you be more like one of those boba sphere Boba Pearl of Blood. Anyway.
There's no straw sticking out of me.
What happened last time?
There was combat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually was pretty much all that happened.
That's true.
Two of us jumped out of windows.
Yes.
Different windows, to be precise.
I was already outside.
Mm-hmm. Invisible.
Yes.
Until you summoned the lightning.
I had the foresight to not need to jump out a window.
I got to jump out of a window, land with style, including mm-hmm. pulling my lightsaber out as I landed and holding it out to the side as I ignited it. That mm-hmm. was pretty darned cool. What was not was then getting stabbed by a monster that I had cut off one of their legs and they were currently being electrocuted. They still managed to stab me for half my hit points.
The value of high HT value and high pain threshold. And also possibly being not precisely alive, but there is that.
Well, in the end, I did manage to crit success tossing them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. Anyway, mm-hmm. I think Sen is the only able-bodied Sith apprentice accountant available right now. Because for most of the battle, Sen was doing a stealth mission.
Sen was carefully hiding the communicator and then coming around the building to discover that everybody else had been doing exciting things.
It was
I think Sen managed to...
It was the walking in with pizza gif.
Mm-hmm. With a certain amount of how dare you have bloodlust without... have murder without me.
Yes.
This isn't canon, but the whole...
Do I remember correctly that... No. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying this isn't canon, but the whole time I was thinking of Sen scooting around under a cardboard box. And Ellie, what were you saying?
I have a vague notion that Rufu disappeared into the night, but I can't remember if that's right or if that's just something that I was expecting to happen.
He was behind Ran for a little while Ran was playing fun telekinesis games out the window and was going to drag one of the horrible things to show to Rufu. And then Rufu wasn't there and the door had been closed behind him and no one has seen him since. Also, when you came in and Tux is down 4 hit points and 8 fatigue, Ran is down 5 hit points, you came in to find the couch that is in the north half of this little, well, it's not that little. It's actually pretty fancy for something that people have apparently just been building. There's a window in the northwest corner. It's open. And that was where we ended it last time.
Oh, okay. So either something got in or something got out. We should check on the civilians.
That's an excellent idea. Sen, you're the most able-bodied right now. And most likely to be able to seriously murder something if they're up there.
Yes, that sounds like an excellent idea. Just so that the two of you know, the communicator's in the kitchen now, under a box that used to have expired rations in it.
Please tell me you saved the MREs.
That's your concern?
It's one of many. I have many concerns. The fact that my bodily fluids are spread between here and the waste out there is the top of the priority list right now, but that is on the list. By the way, I made telekinesis other by one to close the window. I'm not going over there to do it.
It is, in fact, closed. You are bleeding. Someone should probably do first aid on you.
If I convince myself it's not really my blood, can I use telekinesis other to put it back?
I don't think you actually want to put it back. It's kind of dirty now.
I wasn't being serious because I know the rule for telekinesis other. It's technically me, so I can't do it.
No, you can. That's what telekinesis self is for. You could pick blood up, but once it's out of you, but
That's why the joke was he was using telekinesis other.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, point.
Yeah,
but you probably don't want to put it back because it is dirty.
Yeah, telekinesis other is the skill I have that actually works properly all the time, except when it doesn't. But
that's because you have it at 17.
Yes. 90% of the time, it works all the time.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. You also have first aid. I see.
I do have first aid.
Character sheets.
And I have a first aid kit.
Indeed.
And we have a couch.
Let me resolve the downstairs before I change to the upstairs. Antuxa has made a will roll.
Yes, and Antuxa is very aware, looking at the first aid kit, that she has an arrow in her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come here. There's enough bandages for both of us. And whatever thing that isn't Bacta, because we're too early in the timeline for that, but the player doesn't remember what the thing is.
Colto.
That sounds like a microbrew.
It kind of does.
It kind of is, actually, if I recall correctly.
You're bleeding. Slap this alcohol on it. It's fine.
Well, no, they do brew it because it's made of a some kind of organic stuff on this one particular planet that, you know, they culture the stuff and they can only culture it there, and therefore they're incredibly important and able to maintain a fairly neutral status. So there's that.
Well,
it's
a
plot point in the game.
I'm going to attempt to patch up. If she lets me, I'm going to attempt to patch up Antuxa, because it's easier to patch up somebody else than yourself.
I mean,
I will certainly let you.
Okay.
And I heard the request. We're cutting off the end of the arrow, like close to the shirt. We need to save the outfit. If it can be saved, tailors can work miracles.
Yes.
This is a fantasy.
Yes,
this is a fantasy and sci-fi universe. If we do not exist in a multiverse where an outfit can be saved, then what is the point of technology and space wizards?
At the very least, you can probably embroider an attractive flower or a grinning Nexu or something.
Or just slap a patch over it.
I mean, that too. Give me a couple of first aid rolls for both of you.
Well, I made the first one by seven.
Nice.
Good news. All of your blood that's on the inside is going to stay on the inside. Also, would you like the arrow as a souvenir? It would make a lovely earring.
No, dear. I don't know where it's been. Aside from inside me.
I was going to say.
First aid.
And if you don't mind, I seem to be ruining the couch right now.
The yes, couch of course. Already pretty grubby.
Could I give you a hand?
Yes, please. If you could hold the bandage right here.
Can I make my default first aid roll at a bonus because I'm being told what to do?
I think that is perfectly reasonable.
What's your first aid?
Default. I'd be rolling against a 9.
Can I just roll and say, and Tux is helping me?
Yes.
Can that failure be a success because I failed by one and Antuxa's helping me?
Antuxa, give me an straight IQ roll to receive instructions well.
No problem.
Okay.
Also,
actually, that would be a success even if I were rolling first aid at default.
Oh, nice.
Also, for the record, we heard two rolls because Sen is invisible right now.
Yep, Sen went invisible. Yes. Both of you who
and
had
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Both of you who had a successful first aid happen to you get one hit point back. Let me just record that in my own notes here.
I'm above 50%.
Yay!
Oh, that's weird. So apparently I am at full hit points, so I'll just take 4 off the list because it was supposed to be 5. Mm-hmm. I'm at 6 now, and I'm back at 8 fatigue.
Is that your normal fatigue? How much fatigue have you been spending?
I'm normally at 10, and I do not spend fatigue. I actively avoid doing that.
I think everybody but me spent fatigue from walking.
Right. You were able to rest long enough, so yes, you can be, you're both back at, right. Yeah, you're down fatigue because you spent it for force powers.
Okay. Yes, I'm down fatigue because I spent it for force powers. Ron is down fatigue because he had to walk through the desert. I got a critical success on my survival roll, and so I did not get it. I did not take any fatigue.
And after a declaration of war by the cacti of this planet, this will not stop being funny to me.
Okay, while you two are bandaging, Sen has turned invisible and it has snuck upstairs.
What?
I assume. You've turned invisible anyway.
Upstairs?
Where the civilians are?
I thought I was being sent after Rufu.
Oh, were you?
Okay. We're more concerned with the civilians.
We asked you to check on the civilians because the window had been opened and either something was had come in or left. And so we want to make sure that they're okay.
In fact, as you...
I'm in the wrong spot.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's make people...
I'm going to go over to the weird downstairs space. There
okay.
we go. Oh, I didn't close the door behind me. It's dark, so I just can't close the doors because I see them. Someone made it atmospheric.
It's very atmospheric here. There's so much atmosphere.
You can just breathe it in.
Well... generally. Okay, Sen, are you going to go upstairs or are you going to head out after Rufu?
I'll go upstairs.
Okay. Invisibly?
Yes.
As you go up the stairs, you do not need to make a roll to hear that there is a lot of commotion in the room with the civilians, mostly with Manda's voice yelling something. Not quite shrieking, but it's certainly approaching that. If you want to hear any details, you get to...
I'm going to go open the door.
The door does not want to open because someone dragged a large object in front of it, and it opens inwards.
You're welcome.
Before closing it. That would be the someone. It basically opens like an inch, and then... there's something blocking it. It's a box that, you know, someone was using a crate as a table and, well...
I'm going to open the door. And the crate and anything that is in my way of getting to the civilians who are in distress.
So I saw the invisibility roll. But I don't see this roll, but I do see the dice, because they're not fading off my screen. You rolled a 1, 2, and a 3. Yes, you open all the things.
I got a critical success.
You have sliced the door off its hinges, and anything that was within, that was in range of cause blocking it.
That wasn't a telekinesis other roll, that was a lightsaber roll.
That was a lightsaber roll.
Wait. We've got a thing for it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have.
I am no longer invisible.
Yes, I
because,
think that's... Yeah.
Because I decided to hack a door and a crate to ribbons.
Yes.
We will join forces in our battle against doors and cacti. None will stand to oppose us. None that cannot move except under the power of others.
There are exclamations of roughly ack, oh dear, and Manda is, I mean, that's kind of a sort of concerning thing. Amanda shrieks and you hear a gunfire because someone indeed gave her the slug thrower. It hits the ceiling. It is not hitting you.
Mental
note. I heard
note.
Screaming. What's going on?
They're rotting. They're rotting, says Manda. They're can't you see it? Can't you see that the flesh is coming off them? They've got worms on them. It's dark.
I'm holding a lightsaber.
You are now holding a lightsaber. It is much lighter. Can I make you have an illumination?
One moment.
I probably can make me have an illumination.
Sunny can have a warm glowing warming glow. Torch. Oh,
for anyone who's listening, that was a thing that we found out about Foundry very early.
And that was actually because of a specific mod, which I don't think is enabled in this pack. Well, there's a question mark here. What does that do? Oh, it's about setting up light sources. Maybe it... Never mind. Ignore me.
I have made... Sen is now emanating light. Okay, you can clearly see in the glow, which is probably a little brighter than it should be, but I can...
If they were in a dark room, it feels that bright.
Yeah. Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's good. Okay, they... From what you can see of the person closest in there, who is... Kenzo, the medic, doctor, he seems fine. I mean, he's grubby. He's been trekking through the desert. There's a few scratches here. He's fine. He's
grubby, but he's not grubby.
Yeah, indeed. He does not have worms falling from his flesh or whatever.
Manda, I need you to listen to me.
Can't you see it? Can't you see it too?
The Force is doing something in this place, and it is making you hallucinate.
Do you have any kind of persuasion? You look kind of withered, too, like there's no water, and there's rats crawling down your leku.
They're... All right, I know that's what you see. I know that's what you see, but I'm talking to you and I sound fine, right?
I'm really not sure. You sound, you're making, you're, like you think you're making sense. Mm-hmm. Are you really holding a torch?
I'm holding a lightsaber.
But it's burning up your hand?
No, it's fine. I'm fine. It's going to be all right. Someone has poisoned this place with nightmares, but it's going to be all right. Whatever you see.
It'll be all right when it's daytime?
I hope so.
Okay, good. Good. Everything looks terrible, and it looks like the floor has creeping horrible things on it.
Could be worse.
Shadows.
The floor could be lava. Hmm? Then you'd have to have the high ground.
Well, it's bad when the second story is lava.
No, the lava didn't happen until the third movie. That's the third story.
I'm going to throw things at you. She still has her back to the wall, but she has the gun aimed at the floor. And her finger is not currently on the trigger. She does not look like she wants anyone to come near her, though.
That's fair, and Sen will back up a little bit.
The others are going to take a step back as well, because, okay, that the person with the lightsaber is here and they'll handle it, apparently. Everyone was dying. We were back at the train wreck. They were dying, and then I was here. I woke up, and they were like that. You don't see it. You don't see it.
I don't see it. But something did try to get into my mind while I was on watch.
That's a thing? That happens?
It can happen, but it didn't succeed.
That's supposed to be real.
What's not supposed to be real?
Things. It must be some kind of drug. It's something in the air. It's some outgassing on these horrible walls. I should get some fresh air.
All right. Let's take a walk together. I know I'm not comforting to have around right now, but there are nasty things outside. And
Right. More of those horrible little people.
Yeah.
If you go first.
I'll go first.
There's a call from behind. We'll stay right here.
Good idea.
You are followed along down the hallway, down the stairs. I will load the first floor, because I actually kind of like loading these things. It amuses me.
Technically, you can adjust the maps so that they're not GM only, and we can switch between the maps ourselves.
Does that mean you see the map? Interesting.
If you uncheck, if you're in the map configuration and you uncheck the box that says GM only, it shows up at the top for both of us, for all of us. And instead of you having to load each map, we can flip between them as we need to, or as we want to.
I see. There. Now you two can flip around the maps as desired. Okay, I'm going to make Sen glow again. It's not necessarily going to be the exact same, but...
Why, Sen, you're positively radiant.
I mean, it's coming from the saber.
And I'm operating at 60% capacity.
Indeed. You are being followed by the extremely, they're all. Just making sure that everybody else who is not downstairs is invisible so that they'll be there if I need them. Yeah. Sen, I assume, will carefully lead Manda, who makes horrified faces at the two Sith on the couch doing first aid, but is not...
Hello, darling.
Is there really blood?
Please forgive my appearance. I'm disheveled at the moment. Yes, I'm afraid there is. Rather more blood of my own than I would like.
The blood's real.
The blood is real. Well, it depends on how much you see. If you see a lot of it, it's real.
How much is a lot?
Hey. You two. Let's not mess with the hallucinating person, all right?
I'm not attempting to mess with her at all.
Well, in that case.
She backs away if anyone comes near her, comes towards her.
Ah, sorry.
Your face is... There's blood leaking down your face and out of your eyes.
Ah, that, I'm afraid, is rather less the case.
Which blood is real?
My shoulder was involuntarily violated by one of those creatures. Well, arrow, anyway.
Oh. All right. And the other fellow there?
I was stabbed in the chest. Well, sliced.
Yes.
You're not...
He's getting better.
All right.
I'm no longer leaking.
Not leaking. Not bleeding right now.
Not currently, yes.
There's not a pool. All right. I want to go out and get some fresh air.
We were bleeding a bit. This blood is real. That if you see blood over here, it's not over here.
I'm going to go out and get some fresh air.
I am going to do this as quietly as possible. But I am next to Sen, and I am talking to Sen. Sen, you objected last time, but is it all right if I do my thing? You know, the hand wave. I have my own name for it. I don't know what people call it. No, on her.
Well, then why
just to calm her down a little. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure. I thought perhaps you had an aversion to it in general.
Oh, no.
All right, Manda. You go outside and you get your fresh air. And you are very aware that you are having a nightmare and that all of the awful things that you're seeing are just figments of your imagination. And once you get some fresh air and go back to sleep, you'll be just fine.
I believe that gets resisted by a will roll. You made it by 6. She actually made it by 3. But you made it by 6. Sorry. Yes, it's a nightmare. I need the fresh air. I need the fresh air. There's something bad in the built some outgassing. Maybe we need to open a window. Fresh air will do me good.
Why don't we go upstairs and crack a window while you're outside with Sen? And by the time you get back, all of this will be just a memory.
All right.
And I will hobble upstairs while... Actually, this does not need to be done on the map. I will hobble upstairs and open a window and then come back down to the couch.
Yeah. Ran is going...
Not open a window, but like crack it open, crack like it. An ilm, so that...
The other two up there are doing... Is she going to be okay, ma'am?
Oh, she'll be quite fine. She had a terrible nightmare.
Yeah.
It's been one of those nights.
Yeah.
I do apologize for my current dishevelment. I'm just...
No,
it's been a long day.
Do you need me to check your bandages, ma'am? Says Kinsa.
Oh, no. I'll be fine in the morning.
All right. I'll check in the morning if you need.
You needn't worry about them.
It's my job to worry about if people get injured.
Appreciate it. But... You let me worry about you.
All right. If you say so, ma'am.
And we can go back down to Sen.
Try not to argue with people with a laser sword. Percy, do not attack my hand. Cat aggro.
Well, while the cat is aggroing, Ran is giving the fort a once over.
Running around the house.
Yeah, there was a door that was open. In addition to the window, I think that was the door we came in. We didn't close it. We were raised in a barn. Anyway,
I was raised in a horrible dusty tent.
Sorry, I should check my privilege.
The window in the kitchen was also left mostly open, or at least obviously had been opened, since I don't think Sen closed it behind themselves. Entirely.
I'm closing everything I encounter that can be closed that has not been closed, and also keeping an eye out for monsters and Rufu. I may be repeating myself.
You might. You never know.
Yes.
Are you going hobbling around outside or only inside?
I'm securing the inside first before I think about going outside.
You do not find Rufu. You do not find signs of Rufu turning into something horrible and dribbling away somewhere. The outside, the inside can be secured. Manda and Sen, I will not bother moving the icons around. Manda is fine not going very far from the house. And Sen, you want to give me any perception rolls?
Yes, I would. What penalties should I be rolling with?
It's dark outside. I believe we decided it was a -3 because it's a relatively bright moon. But nighttime, also you have some night vision, so that reduces the penalty severely. I have night vision three. Oh, I think that's it's -2 was what it was because of the night vision. That's what I was remembering. Okay.
Yeah. So
-2 to vision, no penalties to hearing, no penalties to scent or whatever if you want to.
I don't think my sense of smell is good enough for that, but I will.
You will crit fail your vision. Apparently you...
Into a cactus?
You did not walk into a cactus, but you looked at your saber for a little bit too long, contemplating its red hue, and you're a little bit dazzle. There's, you know, the vivid bar of light whenever you know, the after image now.
Look, after I did my rounds, mm-hmm. There is no cactus left standing within 100 yards of this place.
You have been hobbling around after your serious woundedness.
Oh, no, I did that before.
Stabbing cactus. Oh, I see.
It's already been established. Every cacti that was in my way, I telekinesis othered it out of my way.
Yoink and yoink and yoink. Yes, that's true. They're not technically cacti. They're thorny bush things. It's like what happened if a cactus and a tumbleweed got real friendly.
Imagine that I am the cactus trebuchet and the cacti is the turf. Anyway, you should go back to resolving what's happening with Sen.
Yes. Sen, you are hearing, perhaps because you're so night blinded at the moment, maybe I should move people outside. Shall I move you two outside? I'll move you two outside. Through the door, through the wall. I will unselect you now.
Whee.
Whee!
What floor are you doing this on?
I think I'm doing it on the first floor. Yes, I'm doing it on the first floor.
I exited under my own power, thank you very much.
Yes, you did.
I hope those monsters over there are the ones we've killed.
They are.
Okay.
Those are the dead ones. I think you tossed their rotting remains over the wall.
If I was lucky, they landed on a pile of cacti that I tossed over there for such an occasion.
That would certainly be useful, yes. Okay, yes, they're over there. Oops. Oh, where's the... That's what I want. There we are. Blah, 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 blah. Just, well, that's... Ah, there you are. Okay. It does sound like... Is there someone over in that area? Something's moving over around where you tossed the dead things. You know, little crunch, crunch
wonderful.
In the sand.
Amanda?
Yes? I'm feeling better now.
I think that you should sit on the steps. I hear something, and it might be another one of those critters.
Oh, should I go back inside?
If you're feeling low enough, might be a good idea.
Peering at you. You still look very dehydrated, but I don't see the rats anymore. I think I'm doing better.
That's good.
She will go back inside and close the door behind her. And Tuxa, you're still inside, right?
Yes.
Manda comes around the side of the great big hearth there, fireplace. Oh, ma'am. The nice Twi'lek said there might be another one of those horrible little people outside, but I need to go back to bed.
Yes, I think you rather should. Have a good night. I opened
Thank
the window
you.
For you.
And oh, good.
The other two understand that you're having a nightmare and everything will be fine in the morning.
Thank you. It's so horrible. You look a little better.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
There's not any more blood tears. I think the fresh air did me good.
Excellent.
And you're no longer covered in womp rats.
Indeed. The womp rats are gone.
I would be alarmed if I were covered in womp rats.
Indeed. You haven't seen any on this planet. Ah, the pair of you have your sabers out. I love that.
Also,
they're like... The womp rats are 2 meters long.
Yeah.
No, they're not much longer than 2 meters.
Ah, that's right.
They're approximately. I mean, is that counting the tail?
Depends on whose cannon you're looking at. Anyway, I have learned that when you're adjusting your light sources in Foundry VTT, the number that you put is the number of squares on the map, not the number of feet. So when I said, have my lightsaber just do dim light for 10, it was a bit brighter than I thought it would be.
That looked like a bad critical failure. Sen, you detect no disturbance. And Tuxa, there's stuff around. There's maybe something going on. Maybe someone's doing something. It might be telekinesis. It might be Ran. Perception. You
made
heard
mine by
a
two.
Made by two. You heard a certain amount of like. If something was walking around on the other side of that shoulder-high fence over there, the one that Sen is staring at. Would anyone like to make stealth rolls if you're sneaking up on it, or are you sneaking up on it?
I mean, I do have a lightsaber out, so I imagine that's going to affect my roll.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn off the lightsaber first before I approach. How about that?
That works.
How do I turn this thing back off? Give me a second here. How about I just change it from dim 2 to dim 0? That's the dim sum of the change.
Oh.
Now I shall make my stealth roll. And I do have some degree of night vision, so it's not too bad. Uh-huh. Made my stealth
by one,
which means if they're any good, they'll hear me anyway, but then I'll have some fun.
I'm going to say that there was a critical success.
Oh, good. We're going to have plot development. What fun. What fun.
Okay. You're approaching Sen. What are you doing?
Going towards the noises.
That's about where Ran is in that area. It's a little bit tricky to tell exactly. You are no longer hearing anything. Ran is being reasonably stealthy.
For a change.
Are you bothering it to turn your saber off?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Okay. I will adjust your light source to not be doing a light source. Poof.
Let's not dazzle myself again.
Yeah, you're still kind of... Oof. As you, whoever is doing so, Ran certainly appears to be there. You're peering over the fence or... I don't know, jumping up on it or whatever.
Peering over. Getting ready to telekinesis other something into low Earth orbit.
There's a couple of mostly desiccated, slightly rotting bodies of the two abominations that you managed to kill and tossed over the edge of the fence. Give me a vision roll. You also have night vision, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
2, give me a vision roll at -3.
I missed it by 4.
Oh, by 4. Sen just made it. You're still dazzled, but there's certainly some shadows here. But are those footprints? Are those footprints like something was walking around the two horrible creatures? And is that a stick that maybe someone was poking them with before they dropped it?
So, do we follow the footprint?
Rufu's still missing. Well, there's... Question.
Is that a yes or a no?
Question for the GM. Ran took the long way round to get here, going around the whole building. That includes the outhouse. Did Ran see anyone in the outhouse?
No one was in the outhouse.
Thank goodness. I don't want to have to deal with that. That's Chadrick's domain.
Chadrick's not here.
Exactly.
Which is good, because he'd probably be the worst Jedi.
No. We're not doing Jedi. Chadrick would make an excellent Sith, because Chadrick would kill Steel through a wall.
Oh, I don't know. It seems like a very Jedi thing to do, too, sometimes. Give me a vision roll for back time if you were walking around the place. Again, with the minus.
And I had my lightsaber out when I was doing that.
Okay, so made by 4, so that was at what I said, a -3, so you made it by 1. There were some footprints coming from below the window that was open on the downstairs near the couch there. There were footprints that came down from there, and you think they led off north somewhere.
I think the footprints go further north. We should probably follow it. I don't think I would weep too long if something happened to Rufu, but we did offer to protect the civilians. And I feel like from Rufu is an implied clause in that statement. Oh.
So, do you...
Hello.
Do you remember that Zabrak you saw... Well, sort of yesterday now.
Is this the gentleman who was shot in the leg and didn't die?
It might, in fact, be. It's a little bit difficult to tell if he's limping or anything since he's just standing there. You're after Rufu.
Possibly.
I see some of the minions are dead.
Yes.
My name is Hosa Ashi, and... I should probably offer you my help.
That's much appreciated. Help with which of the crises in front of us?
I'm going to make couple of
walls. Meanwhile,
what?
Entux is just inside, meditating and self-healing.
Oh, made by six. Excellent. You got your fatigue back, and now you're spending it on self-healing. Does that put you up to full? How much? Okay, Entux, remind me how much how many hit points you're back up to now. Typing. Okay. Anyway. Hosaashi sighs and contemplates the pair of you. Rufu is not here.
I'm not entirely sure he's been here for some time.
He's anywhere.
Excuse me. He is somewhere. Don't talk too fast. Basic is not my best language.
It's quite possible the Rufu we've met is not the Rufu who others remember. The Rufu others...
Not that I think anyone would miss the Rufu other people met.
Neither version seems to be a nice person.
He catches escaped slaves and aliens to give to the huts.
This one seems to have forgotten about that, at least. But he might be linked to all these terrible things.
The minions.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. He should not be making so many of them. These are fresh.
Ah, Chris, he's making them.
My concern is you used the words so many of them. I'd argue one is two too many. They explode nicely, though.
Yeah.
Oh, please, you should try it. It's fun when you're out of range.
What did you do? Feed one explosives? Detonite?
Dropped it from a high place. More than once.
You are skilled in that. I thought I sensed much of that, yes.
So, our friend says Rufu seems like a made thing.
Clay in darkness.
Yes. Something like that.
Sounds like something an author would say.
If he's a maker, what made him?
He made him.
Could be he's a vessel.
Vessel is...
Like a mug is for water.
Ah, yes. The body is. Yes.
I should have just stabbed him.
It would not work.
Sen's stabbing is very persuasive.
It would not continue. Last.
We could hack off all his limbs and bury him alive.
Could. It would not last.
And Tuxa continues to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we finish this conversation, because we have to speak basic slowly, and Tux is going to be good to go. And I'm still going to be
pretty much four points down.
Might
last? Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what might last?
The souls he touched must be emptied, released, returned to the Force.
If we get rid of all of the minions, he dies too?
No. He makes minions. They are not souls.
Sounds like, to continue the metaphor from earlier, he has more water that he stole and put in some other cups. We need to smash the cups.
Yes, and also cups that have no water in them.
Yes. The minions have no water. They come from dead things. You must remove, release, you must spill the souls that came from live things. He may move about because the live things move about. When they no longer move, his vessel is only his vessel and may be destroyed normally. And then he will be back within the shadows where he should not have been released.
How do you know all this? You're not from here, are you?
I was born on this planet, yes.
Ran will raise one eyebrow at that, but not give a response.
The Hutts, 100 years, have claimed this planet. 100 years they brought slaves. 100 years slaves escape. The Ashi clan.
Ram will say to Sen, I still kind of want to cut a Hut in half before we go.
Doesn't everyone?
To be honest, I think even the Hutts want to cut the other Hutts in half, so yes. Well, we were about to head north to see what Rufu's up to. Would you like to tag along?
Perhaps. If he has made more minions, perhaps you do not want to leave the others.
Something occurs to me, and I am looking for the right thing. There we are. Detect lies. Mm-hmm. Made it by 6.
All right. Let me just make a little roll of myself.
You rolled a bunch of question marks.
Yes, I did. He seems like a sincere Zabrak. I mean, for all you know, Zabraks show sincerity in different ways. You don't have a lot of experience with free Zabraks, and probably not that much experience with Zabraks in general. He's a brownish one. He's not one of the red ones that are probably part to Sis, but nobody talks about that in the Empire. He seems to be being sincere. He does not seem to have been acting like he is trying to lure you somewhere.
All right.
He does seem to have been rather quiet about the how do you know all this. You know, he.
Oh, no. He hinted very strongly how he's aware of this. He's been here for quite some time. When you're here and your family has been here for 100 years, you start to pick things up. Especially if you're out here where things are even less lawful than closer to a Hut base, which I am aware is definitely saying something.
Yeah, there is no Hut law here.
We have one more friend that we should have a conversation with. I get on my comm. Entuxa, are you meditating?
However, did you know?
I had a feeling that you were making use of certain talents to become hale and healthy again. Because you can, so why not? We have a recent acquaintance here who wishes to be our friend. Shall we confer to do some planning? It should be a quick planning session. Rufu is on the move.
I think I know where he goes.
I see. My concern is that if we leave the house undefended, then the civilians will not have anybody to defend them.
And if we take them, they're at risk. But if we leave someone to guard them, then we're not at full power. And also then we've split the party. He says to the fourth wall.
Are you nearby, at least?
Did you say, are we nearby?
Yes.
I didn't quite hear it over my headphones.
Sorry.
We're right over at the fence.
Ah, in that case, would you mind returning and barricading their door?
Certainly.
And perhaps putting something in the window so that it can't be opened any farther? I don't know, a stick?
I think I can find something that will work properly.
Excellent.
Hosa Ashi.
Minion. Hmm? Minion strong.
Yes. But they've mostly been coming for us. And if we're heading for Rufu.
No. They will. They would take anyone to the place of clay and darkness to make more of them. See, these are fresher. He picks up the stick and prods some of
I cannot say that I'm thrilled with hearing that.
It's something we learned last session with the psychometry roll.
Yeah.
Although I don't remember if Antuxa shared that with us.
I would have. But also, I hadn't put two and two together and realized that they were killing people in order to make the minions.
If we had a long-range comm system...
Call huts. Best I not be here. Rufu was escaped slave once. His family, too. But he serves the huts well here, so they let him alone, mostly. Send messengers to deliver notes between him and his nephew. He told me all this.
Well, Rufu, I can assure you, is not at the house. And, well, he's not here, so I invite you. Why don't you all join me and at the fort, whatever this is, and we can do some planning indoors.
Safer.
Sounds like a plan. A plan to plan. Those who fail to plan to plan, plan to plan to fail.
He will swing himself over the shoulder-high fence there.
Oh, I want to make a roll.
And follow you people. You want to make a roll? Let's roll.
Perception. Is he limping?
A little bit, yes.
All right. I do not comment on it.
He's favoring one leg. Okay.
Mine's the blood.
He's favoring one leg. Ah, yes.
I have a question.
This place. Yep. I may have an answer.
Let's see if they match. Woo-hoo. So I have a forced entry skill. Would I be able to do that in reverse?
Determine forced. What places are out-tree? Vulnerable to forced entry?
No, I auto-defenestrated last session. I want to use it to better understand what things need to be shored up the best.
I would say that yes, you can look at something and go, how would I attack this? And then you could use it to identify weak spots, but how to strengthen them might be something that would require scrounging instead, if you see what I mean.
Perception-based force entry?
That's a good idea, yes. Perception-based forced entry.
Well, I just made the non-perception-based force entry.
They're about they're all the same. Dex and IQ are the same, so that would be fine.
Yeah, for me, they're the same number.
Yes. Useful. Okay. Well, first of all, none of this is going to work versus lightsaber, because you do not have a supply of that weird cortosis stuff that Mandalorians use to try to stop lightsabers.
I'm not trying to ward up everything versus lightsaber. I'm trying to ward up everything versus strange creatures made of corpses carrying crude knives.
Okay, looking at what claw marks that are on the side from where it had grabbed hold of the wall to try to keep you from yanking it around. These are extremely strong creatures made of corpses. So if they really, really were trying to, they could probably do a lot of ripping things out of the wall entirely. That would probably take them a little while to do. You don't know how smart they are to think of that.
The hope would be that once Rufu knows we're coming for him, he wouldn't be sending minions for others. He'd be sending the minions at us. we'd be the primary target as a matter of self-preservation. But that requires us to depend on, one, Rufu knowing we're coming, and two, Rufu being intelligent enough, or not intelligent enough, depending on how you phrase it, to make that particular choice.
Mm-hmm.
And
it also depends on whether the minions are actually under his direct mental control or not.
There's also that. If only there actually was like a trap door in the floor that they could barricade themselves in, because that would be a lot more stuff between the civilians and the minions. And I'm not going to be able to think of these creatures anymore without thinking of being somewhat rounded yellow creatures with goggles.
Alas.
That makes it way more horrifying, actually. Way more horrifying.
Yeah, I suppose it's like if minions became, you know, horrible monster werewolf type style things.
Oh, no, no, they don't need to change their form at all. Because I can't think of a worse fate than death by memes shared by grandparents on Facebook. Did I break the GM?
Yes, well, only a little bit. In any case, you have Hosa Ashi. Sam, I'm not even going to make you make a roll. Hosa Ashi of the Ashi clan. That is a Twi'lek style of name.
Yep.
Okay. You spotted that. So, and Tuxa.
And we will all greet each other in 5 minutes when we get back.
Good idea. Let's take a break. Did you do that before or after the button push?
I did it before the button push because I don't know how copyrighted it is. It's probably not copyrightable. It's too short. But.
No, I wouldn't trust that. It's.
Well, you'll notice my choice hedged my bet.
Yeah, I'd hedge that bet too.
But also, it's probably not copyrightable. But also, on the gripping hand, can I afford a lawyer on a teacher's salary?
Yeah, probably not.
You are accurate.
Therefore, we should be cautious.
All right, so where were we? We were planning. Hosa Ashi's not in the kitchen with Dinah. Hosa Ashi is in, walking out of the living room towards the bloody couch.
After all, that's where Antuxa is.
Yes.
He will stand near the window. That is one of the windows that could be opened.
I'm going to stand near this window.
Brad, you made your forced entry thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can probably figure out how to barricade them better, but you are not entirely sanguine about this place being... it may be a fort, but it's not a fortress.
I will definitely share that insight and wordplay with my peers and take full ownership and credit for it because they didn't hear anyone else say it.
That's true. That's true.
So what do we intend to do about it? We either abandon the civilians, split our group, thus not being as strong when we face Rufu, or take them with us. There's risk involved in any direction.
Personally, I would prefer the danger I can see to them to the danger I can't. But
I want to check if the comm is working.
Yes, let's do that.
Mind the MREs.
Ignore that.
I'm not going to say that's canon, but it would be really funny if it was canon.
Wrong door, right, gotta go around the store. I mean.
Sen opens up a door. It's not to the closet. Wrong door. That's usually the other way around.
Hostess says.
I feel I should be clear that Antuxa has not taken the bandages off and is not giving any particular indication that she is not at half fatigue.
I did note.
We're reclining in the bloody couch.
I did note the insight you have about preferring the threats that you can see when you are someone who turns invisible and frequently hides that you're better off than you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Than you appear to be, rather.
Hosa says, He only used the comm slightly before noon. I do not know what other times it may be usable.
Oh, interesting. How do you know that?
He shot my leg.
Yes, that was one of the notes that we found, that, remember?
Simultaneously is a very oblique answer and yet extremely illuminating. Well done.
He does a little bow in your direction.
As I recall...
So, the comms in here under a, I will resist it's... the urge to say bushel.
It is, in fact, in there, along with its ginormous battery pack, and you can haul it out, you can try to turn it on here, whatever you choose.
There is, however, a candle under a bushel.
Wouldn't that set the
bushel? I will haul the comm out.
Bustle looks at. And it is not in his room now.
I was in his room, briefly.
Good.
Oh, what, he'd go for it? Yuck.
I don't think his upper half would be attached to his lower half if he tried.
That would have taken him some time to repair.
That would have been enough time for the pieces to be cut smaller.
An interesting race.
I prefer to head the race off at the finish line. Per your suggestion.
Mm.
So the question is, again, how do we do this?
I keep asking this and never actually got an answer.
Oh,
did I recover any fatigue due to time during the watch?
Yes.
Okay. So I should not be down 5.
Probably not, unless you have spent fatigue on things since.
I have spent a little bit of fatigue, I think, but I don't think I spent 5 points. I think I spent like 1.
Okay, go down to 1 then if you've spent 1 recently and not
taken
a bit of a rest for it.
Anyway, I would like to take a look at the comm.
All right. Do you have appropriate comm type skills to know more than, you know, your average... This is probably the button to turn it on, etc.
I have computer operation.
That's at least going to get you the basics. Go for a computer operation.
One moment. There, I need to check something. Okay, yeah. Can I try to use mechanical aptitude on this?
Yes. Okay, add 3 to your... I think that's how we're working that one.
Yeah.
Made by 4. Okay. It's a comm. Is there anything particular that you're trying to get on that?
I want to... see if I can get it to connect to something. I don't know what our comms are connected to right now. I know our comms don't have the range this one does, but...
Yeah. Basically, your comms are forming their own... communication thing that is reaching a fair distance, but not far enough to get it to any of the the comms in the towns. They've been talking to each other. Yeah. They do have a reasonable amount of distance. This thing's is a long range comm. It gets to it can get to something that is in orbit if it's a directly overhead.
The metaphor is our comms are outside of the range of a transmitter, basically glorified walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
The Rufu's comm is a sat phone.
Yeah. I want to see if there's anything in range that it can connect to. This includes our own comms.
You can fiddle with it, and with Made by 4, you can definitely get it so it will connect to your own comms. You can get it to ping something that after a while you realize is apparently some kind of transponder that was in the train, although it doesn't seem to be transmitting anything but a "here I am." It's like, yay.
It only transmits "here I am," not "rock you like a hurricane."
Indeed.
But we need the hurricane.
It has a preset setting that is for satellite 5923.
All right. Which is not in the area.
Which does not appear to be in range.
And there are not any other satellites I can get at.
You are not picking up any other satellites, no. Which is annoying as heck, because here you have a comm. You could talk to people, except you can't talk to people because they're not there right now to pick up the phone. Well, the satellite isn't anyway. Clearly, this place was not run by logistics, because even though you are fairly new to the sphere, you are pretty sure that Darth Stardanak, your master, would have been putting comm sats all around the place, or at least put up a whole bunch of cell towers.
How far is the nearest town?
The nearest town is probably, I mean, it was, you were on a really fairly fast train. Muting just a moment. There's discussion in the kitchen. How are people hearing anything in the kitchen now? Okay. Sorry, I was self-muting there for a bit.
Sinone was asking that in character, assuming that Hosa would know.
In character. Hosa. 3-4 days walk, if you know the desert. More if slower, wounded, eyeing Ran.
So, if someone sent something after that train transponder, how do you think they'd do it?
First ping, try to contact. If train's radio destroyed, then nothing but the transponder. Send another train first.
Is there some way I can try to boost this thing?
If you have the right electronics, and you would probably have to sacrifice at least one of your comms to do it. And you'd probably have to be making something that wasn't just an operations role. You need an electronics role for this.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah. If we wait just a moment, they will probably stop chatting in the kitchen.
I will note that although Sen doesn't have electronics, Ron does.
Ron has the wrong electronics.
Not with that attitude.
Also, I was not meaning with electronics.
I also have computer hacking. And if this is set up to only talk to one satellite, hacking might come into play.
It's not set up to only talk to one satellite. It's set up, there's one in its basically contacts list.
So there's a satellite on speed dial.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I meant was not whether or I can do it with electronics.
You would have to be trying to boost it via giving it a better antenna.
Okay. I cannot try to roll mechanical aptitude at that.
You can roll mechanical aptitude at that, and what will probably happen is you'll find out whether you can, and if you can, what would be required to do it. Actually doing it would maybe be with skills that you do not currently have or would have at default. If you want to roll an electronics roll at default of your mechanical aptitude instead of at your IQ, that would certainly be a reasonable interpretation of the ability, I think.
Can I spend fatigue on it?
You can spend fatigue on it. If you don't have the parts, you don't have the parts. But you will know whether or not you have the parts.
All right.
Okay. And if you succeed, you will not break the thing while trying to boost it.
I am going to spend a little over half my remaining fatigue on this.
Okay.
Look, we are in a situation where we can't go after the fellow because we have the civilians and we can't stay here, obviously, and we can't take the civilians with us.
Well, I would rather take the civilians with us than leave them here undefended. I know it's dangerous out there, but out there, where I am, I can at least try to defend them.
Hosa is going to say, I can defend civilians, take part way, show you the rest of the way, but not if you call people. I do not wish to be captured.
Indeed.
I will not wear a collar.
Nor should you.
Yes, I think we're all in agreement there.
Huts would want to use me in arenas.
Yes, if we are asked who helped us, we will simply say, who was that masked man?
I assure you.
So am I not doing this?
A long, long time in the future, in a galaxy far, far away, people will get that reference.
Bosa just sort of spreads a hand. If you can call someone to here, that is, I will be away before they get there. Or I can.
Yes, why don't we at least try to get the civilians out of here? But Hosa, do stay close, won't you? Just in case we fail. Or, frankly, in case we succeed.
I will stay close. They cannot appear. If you succeed, I will find a place to be.
Indeed.
All right, I am not going to spend quite as much fatigue then, but I am going to spend the fatigue I need to overcome the penalty for doing it at default.
Okay.
While this is happening, I'd like to point out to Hosa where that currently the kitchen is unguarded if anyone should want to, you know, raid a few supplies.
His meals are mostly expired.
Yes, I noticed that.
The dates on them are merely suggestions.
I will take no deliberate action to get you recaptured, and I will do whatever I can to prevent it. Do we have a deal? And that sticks out her hand.
I will assist in constraining the entity. He will shake your hand. And now you're going to roll.
Oh, good.
Country. Made it by two. He has been skulking around after you people for, like, maybe since you were last at this place. He's been watching. You don't sense malice, a great deal of wariness, but not, it's Sith, I'm going to shoot the Sith. A lot of wariness. He's very wary.
Well, that's very fair.
Mm-hmm. You can probably sense he's not entirely comfortable inside this house, but he's doing okay. Made acting by two.
Beth?
Yeah? Sorry? Did you make your roll? You made your roll?
Can you check the channel?
There it is. Okay.
No, I did not roll. Can you check I have asked a question.
I'm sorry, that channel. You're trying to make the thing. I think it's substituting for electronics role. Electronics would be an IQ skill, so it should be IQ.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
If you were trying to use your ability to make something work by force of will, I think that would be force of
will. Well, I asked that and you said that wouldn't work, so.
Oh, I wasn't quite clear on what you were asking. I think that you could try it, but you would need to, that would definitely burn it out if you want to use will. it would be forcing a power drain out of the battery that would burn it out. You'd get a very brief message, probably pre-recorded through, but then it would be kaput.
Okay, I will relay that option.
Okay.
I don't actually think that's a terrible option. It means that Rufu wouldn't get to use his comm after.
Yes, like, I'm not seeing the downside.
Well, you could unplug it and take it with you, or...
I thought well, we you were doing to do, that. Sin, I trust you.
If I try to do the will thing, am I still incurring a default penalty, or can I use that fatigue to get a bonus?
I'd say you can use it to get a bonus.
Okay. So, we record a message.
25 words or less.
That is a reasonable constraint. It's going to come through in basically a compressed burst.
If I know the coordinates we are at, I will say those, how many survivors we have, and need rescue. Oh, and because it's Will, I should put in... No. The... stop disappearing while I'm trying to mess with you.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. No, this thing did it. Oh, okay, so that's three different... It keeps disappearing the window while I try to enter a modifier.
Oh, that's frustrating.
All right, because I spent a lot of fatigue, and because my will is significantly better than my IQ, I am going to be rolling against a mildly absurd skill, but I am trying to do a mildly absurd thing.
Made by 12! Oh my god!
I can't remember. Is that a critical success?
Not if you roll above a 6, I believe. Or maybe it's a 7. I forget.
I think you rolled a 10. Yes, because you are rolling against a 22. Because you are doing this more in the force than not.
Yes.
All right. You shove the thing into one great big burst. You are practically merging yourself with it to do so. You can feel it do a handshake with the spaceport or the place you were... Probably the spaceport. That's the place where you know that there's going to be comms.
Yep.
I would assume that's what you're trying for.
Yeah.
You feel it do a handshake. You hear the hum and hiss of electronics talking to each other. The packet blows through. You feel the confirmation ping, and then the comm sparks and fizzles and crawls with electrical energies that are at least partly force lightning, and fizzles.
It's done. It's sent. They got it.
We get a reply. Hello? This is Old Cap. I think you called the wrong person. Can I pass your message along to someone? I'm happy to help. Which, by the way, is 25 words.
You counted.
Oh, if you include the help you at the end. I didn't say the you part out loud. For those at home who might be counting the words because they want to nitpick it.
All right, darling, what's the upshot? What should we be doing next?
I've called it in. They'll be coming for the civilians here, hopefully.
Ah, excellent.
Oh, I think there's one of them that I need to warn.
Yes. What is his name?
Buck.
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 Yes, I knew it started with a B. Yes, we likely should warn Buck that authorities are coming. Perhaps he'd like to come with us. Mend his ways. Fight against the slavers alongside Hosa here.
I do not fight them so much as avoid them.
Yes, well, you know.
When there's but that yes, much of a power imbalance, that's how the fight takes place.
Mm. Sometimes help others get away if they are close enough to away. No matter what the huts tell you, we do not conduct raids on stolen speeders.
I don't say this part out loud.
Well, why ever not?
Too much chance of getting caught.
Hmm.
Sounds That's like they need better speeders.
It really does.
If only we had some surplus.
Sen is going. Sen is going upstairs.
Okay. Upstairs. Well, there's the wreckage of the doorway there. You very much got that open, and it's, well, there's Manda, who is snoozing in one of the beds as requested by Antuxa earlier. Buck Jono is sitting up in a bunk and sort of looking out the window and looking around the room like maybe he's on watch. Kenso seems to be sleeping or trying to sleep.
Buck?
Huh? Yeah?
I managed to get a call out. People will be coming here to pick up them. We're going after the source of the bird guys.
They aren't very birdy.
Yeah, well.
If you mean the horrible little things. Can I come with you? Because they aren't gonna... I don't think my idea will hold up real long.
That seems like a good idea.
Okay.
Sen holds out a hand to shake.
He will shake Sen's hand.
What, no psychometry roll?
No psychometry roll.
Let's go deal with that scutter who thinks that he gets to deluge everyone in bow-toting zombies.
Let me wake up the doc here. He will wake up Kenso and explain that he is going to go help, but apparently there's going to be rescue on the way. He will hand over the pistol, which they apparently liberated from Manda. The little slug thrower. Telekinesis other, by four. Ran, what are you teaking?
I understand that if the minions come and attack, that barricades will only buy a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But if help is on the way, I might as well make sure they have that little bit of time. I already know what the weak points are from the previous roll that I made. So now I'm just making sure those weak points are not as weak.
Closing off and latching every single window in the downstairs, going upstairs and doing similar, covering some of them with, like,
yes, I was
makeshift
going to say,
beds. Yeah.
My contribution was going to be to suggest that we use Rufu's bed sheets to make makeshift window covers for as many windows as we can, on the grounds that if the minions can't see in, then they don't know where the civilians are.
Mm. Hostess thinks that's better than nothing.
Oh, yes.
Agrees.
They climb.
Well, yes, of course. But they don't know to climb.
Look for open windows. They climb. Look for. Cover windows.
We should open all of the windows just a crack, shouldn't we?
Better to close them all, I think. But
well, fair enough. I only opened the one because Amanda seemed to need fresh air and thought that there were vapors in the house that were causing her nightmares. If we could close all the windows, that's just as well.
No vapors. Just
no.
Him.
Yes, I understand strange force things.
Ashijith.
Antuxa does not say I am a strange force thing.
Indeed. The entity.
Oh, Ashi so Jif.
Jif.
Jif. Ashi Jif, yes.
The
One
entity.
Must correctly pronounce the names of the horrors.
or they will not obey. Oh, yes, that's one thing, Antuxa. You're talking with someone. Do give me a detect disturbances, I think, would be a good one. Now that you are talking, and especially since you shook hands, Hossa is a force user. Hossa is not a light side force user.
Well, that's good to know. I will keep that in my pocket for later.
He does not have a hugely dark presence in the force, but whatever his force practice or even tradition is, it is not actually based on contemplation of, you know, the light and forsaking emotion. All right, everyone is barricading everything up and yes. We're going to head out in the night?
Yes, I think that is the plan, at least.
Normally, I would want to kind of toss Rufu's room too, but we've already spent a bit of time.
You can toss Rufu's room. You find basically dirty clothes, some bloody rags, and mostly somebody who's kind of a bit of a slob.
Yeah, I think we got the secrets when we ransacked the records room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, if we're blacking out the windows using Rufu's bedsheets, then...
And everything else that was in that room. That yes, you probably toss it.
That will be an excellent time to toss it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
Unless
expecting,
there's anything specific you're looking for.
I'm expecting a montage where they pull the first sheet off and things scurry in every direction.
Entirely possible. Actually, no. Things don't apparently like whatever Rufu is now. There is nothing that scurries.
A silver lining.
It's a silver lining.
Yes.
So, having made any preparations, if there's any other preparations that you would have made, we can start with those next session. It's been a while. People need to get up in the morning. So how about we end it with closing and possibly locking or having Dr. Kenso lock the door behind you, or at least barricade it.
Yes, I think that sounds like a good idea.
All right.
Is there anything that I can use as a more comfortable makeshift cane?
That I would actually make you do a search roll on, because I'm not entirely sure if there's anything that springs out at the moment.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
Hossa will offer to find something that you can use as a cane.
Oh no, I still have the strut from the train. I just, you know, it's got a metal top. If I could put some padding on it, at least.
You could probably find something to wrap that
maybe
in.
Maybe I'll steal something from the sofa.
I think that part isn't too bloody.
Well, I don't mind bloody, dear. Well, it's not like this is a high fashion cane.
Well, it hasn't fully dried yet. You don't want it to be too sticky.
Yeah, that's fair. Heaven forfend, I have my own blood on my hands.
It's far better to have somebody else's.
Indeed.
It's true. Ran was bleeding more.
Yeah, that's probably my blood. Anyway. And we probably did let them know, hey, by the way, we're going north. Here's the general idea. When you get rescued, maybe have some people go that direction to look for us if we're not back.
Do you want to leave one of your comms with them?
I am going to veto that, actually.
Okay.
I am going to say have someone pick us up at the train wreck in a day.
Oh, that could work.
Does that sound okay to everybody?
I pack some MREs.
I suppose it doesn't apply to the two of you, but I did say I was not going to take any action that would lead them to Hossa.
Hossa is fairly pleased about this.
We're a team.
So
I believed you were speaking for all of us.
Oh.
Indeed. Let's meet whoever's off to rescue us back at the wreck.
Yes, back at the train wreck, where it all started. That way I can recover my clothing, whatever is left after the explosion. And, you know, after looters and creatures and... Perhaps I'd better buy new clothes.
By the time we get back, these might actually be out of fashion. So, you know, silver lining.
That's very true. Fashion does change quite quickly on Drovan Kaz.
I'm assuming we're saying this as we're walking off to the horizon.
Yes.
Utterly.
And the scene fades out and the credits begin to roll.
And does anyone and have then, anything they want to plug? No, and then
the credits
monsters.
Stop because the adventure isn't actually over yet.
No, it's the end of the episode.
Oh, okay.
But the credits stop 5 seconds in because we're watching it on a streaming service and they keep cutting the credits off because they think we want to see the next episode instead of seeing who worked on the episode.
Well, I hear with good authority that EO's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of websites?
I don't have anything yet to plug.
Mm.
So I am going to pass websites off to Crash.
I like the word yet in your sentence. That makes me smile.
Yes.
Well, I take all of our campaigns that we do, all four of them, and put them on adambsmith.com/cogwheel, where you can subscribe to them if you want to follow along with our adventures. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, I put the announcements for when new episodes are up and also the out-of-context quotes from when I'm editing these on is.adambsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to help support us financially, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Beth saying,
Foos! Foos! Foos!
Get away from me, you stupid bird! Get away!
Off in the distance, Rhoda.
Good night, everyone.